Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Yeah, we'll go back and look at the number, you know, the calls, and we sent some number five man rushes. We had a couple six man rushes. We got to get better pass rush. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, to your point, you know, that's not going to be good enough ever. So we got to figure it out. We got to have an answer for that. I'm not going to be able to give you the biggest problem. The biggest problem is we didn't play good run defense. I mean, we didn't as a defense complete. We didn't do it, and that's not going to be good enough. There's nobody in that locker room that thinks that's good enough. That's disappointing.
So that's John Harbaugh trying to explain what the hell happened last night at M&T Bank Stadium. Ravens lose to the Lions 38-30 in a game that frankly wasn't that close. The Ravens got a late touchdown to cut it to 8. They couldn't stop the run. They couldn't stop the pass. Mm-hmm. They couldn't block. They got dominated in the trenches on both sides of the ball.
Couldn't tackle.
And Jason, something, and I will give you the floor in a second because I know you have a lot to say.
Nah.
But. The
right,
difference.
You just listened to my six pack before the game. I told you everything was going to happen.
So,
except for they'd come back and win on a field goal.
You can talk about Buffalo week one, and they did some. They beat themselves in a lot of ways in that one. And Philly last year, you talk about, but that was the Justin Tucker missed two field goals and an extra point. They got beat in this game. This was a beatdown, and we talked about it before the show. I didn't think if one team was going to punch the other in the mouth, I didn't think it was going to be the Lions, but that's exactly what they did last night. And the Lions punched them in the mouth, and now the Ravens are 1-2 as they get ready for Kansas City on Sunday.
It's a demonstratively horrible defense.
Horrible. Awful.
It's
awful.
Last year 2.0.
Who played
it's
well?
It's the same thing, except now you don't have Matabike to hold the whole thing together. We did a show week one, and we spent a good part of the day after the debacle in Buffalo destroying Harbs. When does the GM ever get criticized? It's his roster. He has autonomy over the roster. He overpaid a $20 million linebacker who on his best day plays like a $6 million linebacker, and now he's going to be completely exposed because they don't have a two-gapper who can win for you on passing downs and throwing downs anymore. Like, he puts no money into the pass rush. Like, what they got out of the edge, you could hear the disdain in Harbaugh's voice.
Mm-hmm.
Owe, Green, Ajabo, and Robinson. Six pressures on 60 pass rush reps. That's your edge group. They got absolutely destroyed in the middle of the field, like I said they would without Matabike. They gave up 400 yards, like I said they would to Matabike. They could throw and catch on third and fourth down, money downs to the tight end, anytime they wanted in the middle of the field, like I told you would happen before that game. Roquan Smith can't cover anybody. We've known that
he
for a long
awful
time.
He was awful last night. Awful.
They've got all their money in the secondary. How many of those guys make plays on the ball?
Zero. Marlon had a tough night.
You've got no pass rush. I begged them before the game. You better blitz more than you did. They got destroyed on third and fourth downs. How many times do you think they pass blitzed or run blitzed on third and fourth down in that entire game? Two. And one of them was the fourth and three at the end. They brought Kyle Hamilton on the blitz only two times the entire game. Okay? They've got issues across the board, but it starts with personnel. And this cockamamie idea that they've got a genius GM who can just do things different than everybody else. You want to know what happens when you sit out a generational D-tackle draft and everybody loads up on D-tackles? They kick your ass in the trenches. Because the offensive linemen you've drafted are meh at best. And they're taking real ass kickers in the third and fourth round. And you take punters and guys who never play in the league there. Like, you got a problem. You had no Matabike insurance. You had the perfect draft to start justifying building that D-line back up. And instead, you got cute. You did it your way, and you're going to pay. You're going to pay your ass off. You might pay your way right out of the playoffs.
There's just so many ways you can slice this up last night, but I think the biggest disappointment is exactly what Ken said. You talk all week long, anytime there's a primetime game at home, and how dominant this team has been in primetime at home under John Harbaugh. They were 22-3. They have never gotten punked like that at home.
The Bengals did it to them, but they came back and won.
I was saying in a primetime game, under the lights.
That was a Thursday night game.
We're the little brother.
But yeah. In terms of the rush, they gave up the third most rushing
yards. Oh, you're talking about running the ball.
Yes. In the history of the franchise, 224 yards on the ground. They gave up 295-plus yard drives.
They built a house of cards. Nnamdi Matabike is the second most important person on this roster.
And by the way,
he might not play another snap this year.
And the lack of physicality in terms of 20 missed tackles. That's NFL Next Gen. That's not PFF. That's the league putting out those numbers. 20 missed tackles? That's embarrassing.
I agree with everything Jason and you said, Bone. But there's another thing that makes it even worse. And just two things. Number one, reminder that Matabike and Vinoy both played in Buffalo, and they couldn't get a stop in the second half of that football game.
Correct.
Number two, the play calling on defense, to use your word, Jason, I felt it was incredibly naive to think you're going to scheme it up to fool Jared Goff, who, and say what you want about Dan Orlovsky, but Dan Orlovsky did some film study this morning, and he's talking about how Jared Goff's basically a coach on the field. Like, he sees everything. And you think you're going to fool Jared Goff by putting Mike Green out in coverage instead of blitzing him? The idea, and we talked about this yesterday, you're going to have to bring guys, and you might get burnt, but that was death by a thousand cuts last night.
There is so much hubris and arrogance built into their roster construction. Our rookies aren't going to be rookies. They're going to come in, and that's all we need.
Yeah.
All we need is guys who've never played a snap in the NFL. And our defense, that was worst in the NFL for 10 weeks last year. Our defense that got a good part of the defensive staff fired. Probably should have got the D coordinator fired too. Like, all that happened, and their answer to it was a pass rusher in the second round who's going to be a project for at least the first half of the season, who now has to play more than he ever should have because you didn't go out and get Clowney or Judon or Zadarius. You did it your way again. And if you're going to do nothing but sign Jair Alexander and double down on a bunch of corners and safeties, then somebody, they all better be able to cover one-on-one. They all better understand their assignments, and somebody better make a play on the ball more than once every 3 weeks. But we've seen this forever. Dude, they're the worst fourth quarter defense in the NFL the last 3 years.
Well, but that's the other thing, Jason. How much did we hear from Harb, Zach Orr, the players? Turnovers. Against the Bills and last night, you forced zero turnovers.
But
in
who was brought in here to do it? You think that's going to be Malachi Starks as a stone-cold rookie playing free safety? Like, who do you think that was going to be, Mike Green? You think Mike Green was going to come in and blow up Josh Allen and blow up Jared Goff and blow up Patrick Mahomes? Because that's your schedule. And every game matters. And you're already putting yourself behind the eight ball. That's why you go out and do what I begged you to do. You don't need to double down on a 31-year-old running back. If you're not going to spend any money because your owner's cheap and he lives on a boat and doesn't hold anybody accountable anymore, then you better go get some pass
rush. They spend money on their own guys. They just don't much spending outside. They gave Kyle Hamilton a bag. Like, they gave Roquan Smith
a
bag.
That's bare minimum. That's great.
I know, but I'm saying they do.
They shouldn't have given Roquan a bag. I said it in real time.
You're right, but they did spend on it.
They spend stupidly.
Oh, that's fair.
But and they don't spend on pass rush.
They do not. They do not.
They don't do it. And there were guys on the street. But they're smarter than you. They draft better than you. They convinced the media.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Because they feed them in for... I know, I played the game. I was in the business for 20 years. I know exactly what DaCosta does. There's a reason in real time he never does anything wrong. Because he feeds people. Because he milks it. Because he knows how to play the game. But when they play real games, where are his playmakers on defense?
To his point, they've played two good teams this year. Take Cleveland out of the equation. In those two games against Buffalo and Detroit, they've given up 79 points and combined have one sack and have forced no turnovers in that in those games.
Dude.
One sack.
They've given up 46 points in the fourth quarter. Nobody else has given up more than 37. They've given up 471 yards in the fourth quarter. Nobody else has given up more than 408. They're 30th in time of possession in the fourth quarter. 157 yards per quarter, dead last. Like, their pressure rate in the fourth quarter is 28th in the NFL, and nobody's played more fourth quarter reps than them. They've had more opportunities, especially when in week one, the other team holds the ball for 32 plays, and they have no one other than Matabike and occasionally Van Noy. When Matabike creates for Van Noy, that cleans it up. And they told you, don't believe what you're seeing. Don't believe the advanced numbers. Don't believe anything you have access to. We know better. We know how to build the team smarter than everybody else. That's great. I can't wait to see what the next 14 weeks have for this defense. Who gets fired next? Who gets brought out of mothballs in retirement to try to prop up this garbage roster again? It ain't a playmaking roster. We got 3 years of empirical evidence to show you. Even the first year under McDonald, it wasn't a playmaking roster.
I don't call for people to get fired, but it, Zach Orr, you're on the clock, bud. Like, they something. I know. Yeah. Anyway, we have a huge show. We're going to be talking a lot of Ravens. We're done early at 5:30 because Baltimore baseball tonight. Orioles finishing their last home series in Tampa. Ooh. Against Tampa. Baltimore baseball night at 6:30. Bob Haney, Jim Hunter.
How many people going to be at that 1 o'clock or on Thursday?
That should be
3,200.
Should be a good crowd. So we're done 5:30. Talk. Our guests are all going to be NFL related. Charles Davis from CBS NFL Network will talk Ravens, get his thoughts on what he saw last night and this season at 3:30. Jonas Schaefer, he was there last night, covers the Ravens for the banner. What did he think about what he saw the last evening? And Cordell Woodland, he was sitting right to my left. What does he think about this Ravens team, and can they fix it? He joins us at 5.
Hey, look, I mean, there's not many positives to take out of that one, but I do want to give a game ball to DaCosta's stylist. Whoever dressed him up for the Halloween cosplay, whoever had him dressed up as Men in Black at the end of September instead of the end of October, and the sunglasses, chef kiss. Boy, the text I was getting from personnel directors and GMs and agents about what the hell's going on their sidelines. How about you stay this in the press box and sign somebody who can rush the passer? I don't want to tell you to do your job, but maybe put a little more time into that.
Technically, he probably...
You looked great. I mean, and you knew, and Chad hooked you up. You knew where every camera was. So,
Jason,
good work.
To be fair, I would assume he had a phone on him. He could have signed a pass rusher from the sideline.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, the good news is he didn't have to actually see that debacle in Technicolor. You know, he got to see it through the designer sunglasses. So good on you.
Hey, coming up next here on the program.
Looked great. Smashing.
Derrick Henry. 3 straight games with a fumble. How concerned are we about the Ravens running back? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.